Blog Talk Radio. Hello and welcome, my beautiful, beautiful listeners. Thank you so much for tuning in. I have been waiting for this moment eagerly. I hope you are too. How was your weekend? Let me know. Please text and we can chat live here, or you can call in 929-477-1328. Again, that number is 929-477-1328. Call in, text in, tell me what's going on. How was your weekend? Did you had a very nice, relaxed weekend, or were you busy, doing some work or housework, anything related to that? Or we can chat about the topic that we're going to be talking today, which is energy medicine. Last week, as you remember, we were speaking with Ada Wang about energy medicine. Now, she's amazing, right? We can all agree about that. But she have taught us a lot about energy medicine. And since because we didn't have a lot of time, we weren't able to finish it. So today we're going to have the next part of the discussion on this show today. And in the meantime, you can tweet at me at @how_do_you_see_it, or you can write at me at worldperspectiveshow@gmail.com. Or as I told you, you can call in at 929-477-1328. You are listening to How Do You See It, brought to you by your one and only host, Maryam Alamu. So before we go to the next part of the discussion I had with Ada Wang about energy medicine, let me refresh your mind and recap what she said, okay? So she told us that it's an energy and spirit together, right? Energy medicine is both of them together. But upon asking her that a lot of people connect religion with spirit, she told me that spirit is very much different from religion, as religion is more specific to tradition, book, and so on. But spirituality is something that gives life to a religion. It is individual, which makes worship more sense. It kind of gives it life. So the way adults practice energy medicine is by combining mind, spirit, and body. For she believes all those things go together. And I believe the same as well, actually. Energy medicine can also be applied to any condition, any type of condition, but it's not caught up to a specific outcome. So that means outcome is not guaranteed. They cannot guarantee anything as far as the outcome goes, but any kind of condition can be treated. And she has been successful so far. And as any type of medication, it takes time. It doesn't happen just like that within seconds. It takes time. It takes patience, right? We also talked about the placebo effect. She mentioned something about placebo effect. I want to talk a little bit about that before jumping on to the next point, because we didn't mention what it is last week. Placebo by itself is anything that seems to be real medical treatment, but it isn't. It doesn't contain an active substance or health. So it's kind of a mimicking way of people, so that the patients don't know that they are going through that, but the doctors know, so that it helps them study and understand what effects a new drug or treatment might have on a particular condition. That means when people believe that they took a medicine but they did not in reality, and they get better of any condition that they were in, that means the medication is not needed to get well, right? The mind is healing the body itself, but not all conditions are treated that way. And in a way, it can help them understand the relationship of mind and body. That is a huge topic that we'll be discussing on my other episodes of this show, because our mind can do a lot of things for our body, even for our reality, for our future. This show is more focused about that. How do you see it means how are you looking at your life, right? So your mind does create your reality. Whatever you think is going to become a reality. So we're going to cover that in another topic. Then we also talked about with Adol the difference with meditation, because it sounded like more of a meditation. But she mentioned that meditation is not the same as energy medicine, because meditation can't bring the necessary motivation to take any kind of action that is necessary for you to move on to the next point. So if you have a belief system that is eating you away, if you have a belief system that is making you stuck at certain point, then meditation might not be the solution, because meditation is a way of taking a break from everything. Meditation is a way of escaping a moment, a reality, and taking a time for yourself to just be with yourself. Of course, it does calm the body and the spirit, but if there is something that is holding you back, then it's not really going to solve it. Rather, it's going to take you to a place where, which is peaceful and quiet, so that you can have your peace for a moment. But when you come back from it, hey, you're back to reality. Everything's the same. So that's the major difference between the two. But if you're not practicing meditation, please do so, because it's a very, very good thing, especially during the morning and before you go to bed. That's the recommended part of it. We'll talk about meditation again on another show as well, because it's something important. You need to take time for yourself away from the reality sometimes, because it will recharge your energy. It does help in a lot of things. So we'll talk about that as well. Lastly, on our last episode, she was telling us about this amazing thing, right? I have never heard that before. She was telling us about what type of energy is running in our body, which in turn can affect our happiness. Now, I did not know that until that point. I don't know about you, but I did not. So, for example, when men have electric and women have magnetic energy running inside our body, we become more happy. Huh. Who knew? I didn't. So if you are in a place, but life can bring a lot of things in our, you know, in our lives, right? Life has its ups and downs, which kind of difficult sometimes, which forces us to run for women, maybe that electric energy, which is going to take our happiness away from us. So a person like Adol, who has been doing this for a very long time, can just come in and tweak that and change it into, you know, to the normal one. Whereas women can run the magnetic energy that we are supposed to be as we are created. So this is why we go to an expert like Adol to change this, because we are not able to do it by ourselves. But today we're going to talk about simple things, tips. She's going to give us simple tips that we can practice this energy medicine a little bit, you know, a little bit. But it's not always easy, and sometimes it's more difficult, and we might require people who are more expert than us. So whenever you want an expert about energy medicine, you can connect with Ada Wang. I have put her link, her YouTube link as well, on this information of this episode. You can check it out here. Then after this short song, we will be continuing the second part of our discussion. Hope you are going to enjoy it. I have learned a lot, and please tell me what you have learned. And if you have any question, again, you can connect with her directly from here. Thank you so much for listening, my beautiful listeners. You are listening to How Do You See It with me, Miriam Alimu. And after this short song break, we will be right back with Ado. Stay tuned.
Thank you so so much, listeners, for joining in. Today we're discussing about energy medicine with Adele Wang, and she's been telling us a lot of information that I didn't know. I don't know about you. So please join in, comment, and we can chat live here. You can email us at worldperspectiveshow@gmail.com or tweet at us at howdoyou_see it. Can we practice it at home? Is there any like simple tips you can give us so that we can practice this at home? I mean, it's obviously not going to be the whole thing because we're not the expert at it, but is there any simple things? Maybe we are at a very stressful point at our lives right now and we don't have maybe the financial
right
to go and ask someone else to help us, or maybe we don't have the time. You know, there are a lot of things in life that can stop you from doing something.
Sure. Well, there are a lot of things people can do that don't cost anything.
Okay.
And in fact, I encourage people to do these things for themselves before they work with someone like me, because then when they come in, they can do much deeper work. And most people are already familiar with some of these. You know, meditation, absolutely, like you said, Miriam, is very, very useful. So a lot of people know they should meditate and they don't. And the question might be, well, what could be stopping you? Oh, I don't have time. You know, and then okay, I know there's something that I need to do. It's good for me. I'm not doing it. Why is that? There might be some curious inquiry, journaling. What is it that keeps me so freaking busy that I can't stand to sit with myself? Because a lot of times that doggone to-do list is serving a purpose.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to keep myself so overbooked that I don't have time to feel through the fact that I don't like my job or things are not going great in my marriage or whatever. We may be afraid to meditate, so I'm going to fill it with something else. So journaling is useful. So meditating is more of a, perhaps if you're into the chakra system, you know, the upper chakras, journaling would be more mental. There might be some things, if you really need to get out of your own way, go out and walk in nature. That is the quickest, cheapest, easiest way to get a big energetic reboot, because most everyone feels better when they're outside in nature, whether it's the beach or the, you know, forest.
Mm-hmm.
We are not supposed to be living indoors all the time with fluorescent lights and sitting in cars. So we can honor our natural needs as animals and return to that.
Mm-hmm.
Then, of course, there are some technical things. This is not a video, but I could show you. A basic one would be when stress has overwhelmed you and you think you're about to lose it, there are a couple things you can do. There's simple breath work, which is, I call it 4-7-8 breathing. So that means you would breathe in on a count of four,
mm-hmm.
and then you would hold that to the count of seven,
okay.
and then exhale to the count of eight.
4-7-8. Okay.
4-7-8 breathing. It's fairly common because under stress, we're not breathing fully, we're not exhaling fully, and nobody's getting oxygen.
Yes.
Another one that can be useful is there's a technical. It's called a hookup, I guess. You can put your third finger in your belly button,
mm-hmm.
of one hand. Doesn't matter which hand. The other third finger on in between your eyebrows.
Okay.
So it's almost like your third fingers are jumper cables on a car,
mm-hmm.
jumping two acupuncture points together. So one is in your navel and one is in between your eyebrows, and you just push up and you breathe. And there's a whole technical explanation about how these two acupuncture points used in this way can calm the system down. But you would just hold this for a few breaths. Breathing in through the nose and out through the mouth. And this simple exercise can be enough to keep the body from, you know, spiraling out of control. That's a very nice one. There's plenty of others. There's tapping. There are many mm-hmm. techniques. But, yeah, you can do a lot on your own. The value of working with someone like me is that we can't see our blind spots.
Yeah.
If you could, you'd know what they are. You know?
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
Is that Does that answer your question?
Yes, very much. Thank you so much. Okay, so I'm going to take you back to your clients now.
Mm-hmm.
How long have you been doing this?
Oh, gosh, about 10 years.
Okay.
More than that, but I just tell everybody officially 10 years.
Then you would have a story. So can you tell us a story of one of your clients on how this affected them, if you have any kind of very
moving
kind of
story? Oh, yes, there's so many. I've had clients come in at the end of their rope, and they basically didn't want to be alive anymore. Wow. You know, if things had reached a point where they didn't really see much point in living. Mm-hmm. I mean, they weren't, like, about to end it, but they saw no point in being alive. I'm just going to put in the time. My kids have left the house. You know, I'm in my mid-50s, so chances are I got to put up with this for another 15 years, and then I'm done. So there was no real desire to live. It's just tolerating the day.
Mm-hmm.
And not surprisingly, I attract a lot of people that have had a lot that happened earlier on in their life. Very smart people, but whew, some things happened.
Mm-hmm.
And so this woman she came in and says, well, you know, at least it's only 15 more years. I actually have a terminal case of whatever it was. I think it was a type of bone cancer.
Mm-hmm.
So chances are I'll be out of here in 5 years. I'm like, okay. And, you know, over the course of, God, how long did it take? I don't remember exactly at what point. We were working on her insomnia because when you can't sleep, life is not good. But I don't think she really expected her physical condition to improve. So this might be the example of someone who's just skeptical.
Mm-hmm.
But she couldn't sleep, and her joints hurt and this and that. So at some point, I guess it was after a couple, 3 months of working, she came in and said, you know, Adele, the doctor told me something kind of weird at my last visit, because she had to be regularly monitored because this thing is terminal. It's progressing. There's no way to stop it. The doctor said, it's regressing. I said, what's regressing? She said, the blah, blah, blah cancer. I'm getting better. I'm like, oh, well, that's interesting. Now, can we prove that because her depression was lifting, her desire to live was coming back, her meaning in life, she really did not see any point in being alive anymore because she was no longer a mother. She didn't work, married to a very wealthy and, shall I say, extremely emotionally abusive husband.
Mm-hmm.
And so the spirit was caught, and, you know, we had to get real. Like, how much is this marriage costing you spiritually? You know, now I'm not vested in people doing whatever, but when people can see, you know, I work with archetypes sometimes. You pay a lot for a marriage of convenience, a marriage of financial comfort. Don't think you're not paying for it. You are on some level. And, you know, at best, you're paying from not being able to find a life partner this time around that better fits you. My goodness, you know. At worst, in this situation, you're with someone who is abusive. And how much of this are you willing to tolerate? And, you know, there's no right or wrong answer. People have to make their own decisions.
Mm-hmm.
This is someone who has she thinks she has no marketable skills. I was like, well, what would happen if you discovered you had some? So, you know, through this work, her whole outlook of life has changed. And doggone, now she does want to be on the planet. And doggone, she's not going to put up with the abuse anymore. Not sure yet what she's going to do. And the body started to reverse. So the spirit, the emotion, and the mental, and the physical all started to come together. Now, can I prove it? Can I say, oh, well, that's because this client went and saw Adele? Of course not. But she will tell anyone who will listen that nothing else in her life changed. Her meds actually had to be reduced because she was getting better.
Yeah.
You know? So that's one of those anecdotal things that can't be proven, but I have so many of them like that.
Wow.
Another one is a classic example I get is people in chronic pain who have been to every specialist, taken every test, and the doctor either says, I've done all I can for you, or we don't see anything wrong. And, you know, it's that quote, it's all in your head. Well, it's all in your head is pretty darn uncomfortable when you're living that way.
Yeah.
So, you know, it doesn't help to tell somebody, well, you just need to let go of stress. Yeah. And the thing is, physicians don't know how to treat this kind of thing. Mm-hmm. It's not their area of expertise. They don't, they're not trained in it. They don't, certainly don't have the time to do it.
Yes.
The best they can offer is a med. And if a med doesn't work, you try another med. If that doesn't work, well, don't know. Maybe you need to see a psychiatrist. And if you see a psychiatrist, that might be another med, mm-hmm. you know. Or sometimes conventional therapy is the answer. Counseling. I'm totally okay with that. I get a lot of clients that have done a lot of therapy. Mm-hmm. And they've gotten good results. And then it reaches the point where they're not getting any more. They feel like, well, you know, I did therapy for 10 years. It was good.
And that's
and
it.
It's reached its max.
Yeah.
And they want to take things to the next level. I'm like, come on in. Come on in. I'm going to show you some stuff that's totally different. And oftentimes there's another big jump in wellness, in joy factor, purpose. I'll tell you, we're a culture of people struggling for purpose. When people aren't in touch with why they're here, wow, you know, it can be this constant dissatisfaction. Like, I know I should be doing something else with my life, but I don't know what it is. I'm like, great, come on in. Because trying to figure it out by yourself will take a lot longer than it needs to. So let's see, another example. I mentor a lot of budding healers.
Mm-hmm.
These are people who know they want to make a difference on the planet. You know, maybe they have a radio show. Maybe they have a blog. They're doing something. They want to touch the world. But, it's tricky. How do I do this? How do I earn a living doing this? How do I get my name out? Blah, 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 blah. And that can be very stressful. And I'm like, okay, because I'm successful, let me show you a few things that help me. Might speed things up a little bit.
Okay.
I'm trying to think of other typical examples. Typical example is somebody who's just, things just aren't working. You know, and it's rarely just one or two things, because when something doesn't work in the energetic world, it's rarely just in the money. Oh, I broke. A lot of times the relationships suck, and, you know, I'm 80 pounds overweight, and I'm always eating sugar. So sometimes people will present, I'm craving something. I can't stop eating sugar. I'm eating when I'm not hungry. I have an eating disorder. I've tried psychotherapy. It's okay, but I'm waiting for something. I'm looking for something else. I get a lot of OCD. I've been successful treating OCD. I don't even say treating, because that's a medical word, but
yeah.
Working with OCD. So does that give you some case examples?
Yeah, those are.
There's so many. I don't know which one to pick out, but those are a few of the ones that come to mind.
Yeah, those are actually interesting stories, and I think we can learn a lot from that, and we can gain some perspective of what this has been doing. So I think they're all good. Thank you for that. And so how did you first learn about it? What's your story behind it?
Well, my story is all of the above of the things that I mentioned. No, I mean, honestly, I was raised in a family that honored thinking and brilliance more than anything.
Wow.
There are quite a few MDs in my family, and these are people that went to Ivy League schools, some PhDs. My dad was a professor, so a very learned family. And so I did that. You know, I got good grades. But I was aware something was off in me for the longest time. And between the ages of 17 to maybe 29, I fell into a depression. Mm-hmm. And I couldn't figure out why, because on the outside, everything looked fine. I was very accomplished and this and that, but I knew inside something was wrong, and people wanted to put me on medications. I didn't want to do that. Tried a little bit of psychotherapy, and it just didn't seem to work. Mm-hmm. And then one day I met, a friend of mine said, oh, there's this medicine man coming to town. And he's doing a talk, and I don't want to go alone. Will you come with me? And I said, no, absolutely not. I am not interested. That is weird.
Yeah.
If you want to do that, that's fine. No, not interested. And my friend said, oh, come on. No, I don't want to go by myself. It's just an hour. And somehow I found myself dragged to this thing. And I remember everyone else was so excited to listen. This guy came down from Canada. And he was talking about much of this work. And I thought, this is absolutely ridiculous. I don't belong here. These people are crazy. I mean, woo, you know. But I remember how uncomfortable I felt. And I've since learned, anytime you're that uncomfortable, something is going on. You know, if you're not interested, you just sit there like, oh, gosh, you know, boring. But I was like, my palms were sweating. I could not wait to get out of the room. I did not want to be there. And everyone else was so excited. And I'll never forget, this guy looked at me. And he said, you. I said, what? He said, come talk to me after the presentation. And I remember going, oh, no. I mean, all these people were turning to look at me. What makes her so special?
Yeah.
But I hung around, and I'm like, okay, what do you want? Because he's like, you might benefit working with me. And I'm like, oh, I was very cynical. You're just looking for a client and all this stuff. And he says, you have a gift. Why do you hide it? And then I was like, really, I don't want to hear this. He gave me his card. Yeah. And kind of sighed at me.
Okay.
And I just took it and went home. But wouldn't you know, I hung on to that card for 9 months.
Wow.
You would think,
wow,
if I was not interested, mm-hmm, I would have chucked that card. But it sat in my desk drawer for 9 months. And I was still stuck in a depression. Mm-hmm. 9 months later, I was still in a wonky state. The whole thing was exacerbated by a bad breakup. I was madly in love with this guy who hardly knew I was alive and blew me off. And I just couldn't get back. So I was in a bad state. Mm-hmm. So 9 months later, I'm still not doing well. So one day, I worked up the nerve to call this person. Mm-hmm. And I don't even remember what I said. I remember my heart pounding. I remember feeling extremely uncomfortable. And he said, come on in. And so, you know, we made an appointment, and like I drove there, didn't tell anybody. And, you know, I was like, oh my God, I've, you know, leaped off the deep end. And anyway, we started doing some work. And at that time, I didn't care how I felt better. I don't care if you're going to say abracadabra, or if you're going to say om, or if you're going to give me, I don't care. I'm in so much depression, misery right now with myself. So I don't remember what he did, but I do remember I started to feel better. And the first thing that happened when I started feeling better, I would start crying. But it wasn't a bad cry. Mm-hmm. It was, you know, that kind of releasing cry. Mm-hmm. And this went on for like a couple, 3 months. All I did was cry. Mm-hmm. But something pretty profound was happening.
Mm-hmm.
And he never gave me a med. We didn't sit around and talk about too much childhood stuff. It was just working with the energetic field. And then at one point, he kept saying, I tell you, you'd be very good at this. And I started to remember that when I was little, I do recall seeing things around people, lights around the dog, or, you know, blue lights. It was usually blue around the dog and gold around plants. And around people, I would see odd things.
Wow.
And I remember my mom telling me, stop doing that. I think she was afraid it was either mental illness, which would be bad,
yeah,
or I was lying, which would be bad, or I was making stuff up. That would be bad. It's just, stop that. You know, that does not fit in a medical model. But this person, and not just him, he went on. I started studying with some other people, because then I started saying, okay, there's something going on here. They started to invite it back. So long story short, people started showing up, and I was living this split existence. You know, I was doing the corporate thing in the day, and I was seeing people in the evening, and I didn't want either of them to know about each other. You know, because I thought that would be bad, and the corporate people I'd lose my job, or the people I was working with would think that I was, you know, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So it got to a point where I had too many people seeing me outside of work. I was tired all the time. And then people started to complain. They said, Adele, why don't you have a website? I'm like, all right, I'm gonna get a website. I mean, everything was like very grudging, because I didn't take it seriously,
yeah,
as a profession.
Mm-hmm.
It was just something I did. Oh, let me do this. Maybe the pain from your bruise will go away.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it worked. Oh, isn't that interesting? But I didn't really think of it as I'm going to be doing this as a livelihood. And then at some point, I did have to make that conscious decision.
Yeah.
Like, which did I enjoy more, sitting with clients or sitting in meetings in a corporate setting? I kind of like clients. And so I made a decision. I said to the divine, I said, okay, I'm going to do this for 90 days. If I can't make enough to cover overhead, I'm going to go back. And I said, 90 days, 3 month break from corporate, that feels about right. Nobody's going to laugh at me for that. Well, I never went back. So, you know, that's kind of how, and this is why I totally understand stress and overwhelm because I lived it. I understand the budding healer because I lived it. I understand people stuck in their minds with how things should be because that was me.
Yeah. You so also
much
understand
of my work stems
people,
from what helped me.
Yeah. So you also understand people who are very
absolutely
skeptical
I get,
about that.
Yeah, and I get
you
a lot
were.
Of
yeah.
Which is great because they need the help.
Yeah, they do. Well, that's interesting. So what do you see on me? I'm just going to have fun now.
Yeah. There's a lot of gold around you. I think there is, I think you do have the natural curiosity and openness that I see from the next generation, which I think is more interested in healing, is helping the planet, letting people know that there is another way. I think there's more of a mission behind people doing what you're doing than may have been the case, maybe, you know, a while ago where it was more like an interesting topic. Mm-hmm. Let us discuss metaphysics.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's no juice in that.
Yeah.
The juice is I want my voice to be heard out there so that people know this is available. I'm curious about it myself as I grow as a human on planet Earth, you know, in getting my voice and my perspective on these big, vast topics out there.
Yeah.
So I think what you're doing is really wonderful.
Wow. Thank you so much. I did not actually expect that. Thank you for that. So clearly your life has changed after that. But when you see it from now, from this point, when you look back at that life you had at the corporate, when you had everything around you, you know, everything was perfect, as you said, it's just you were not really in peace with your inside because you felt like there was something missing, right? So compare your life. What was it going to be like now?
If I had never gone through my depression and met the crazy folks I did that got me on this new journey, I probably would have remained very appropriately stuck doing what is appropriate, what looked right, because I didn't know who I was. So it probably would have continued to be corporate work, which I did not hate.
Yeah.
I'm not one of these people that was railing against the machine and all that. I was good at it. And that made the decision to leave even more difficult.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you're good at it and you actually enjoy parts of it, it's harder to leave for the unknown versus if you hate your job every day, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So I probably would have stayed in something that I was good at and I enjoyed up to a point, but it would not have filled me. It would not have challenged me spiritually. Running this kind of business, this type of practice with the clients that I see is very demanding for me on a professional level, which, I mean, I like challenge. It's a very different set of challenges than you would get if you were still working in a Fortune 50 company.
Yeah.
So it is very much more spiritually demanding for me in some areas.
Perfect. So thank you so much.
You're welcome.
I love
this
having
has been
you
fun.
Here. Yes. I want you to tell us how people can get you. I know we are in Maryland and you are in Georgia, but they can do this maybe over the phone, I don't know, so over Skype, right? So tell us how people can connect with you, tell us what you have, and tell us about if you have any book. I know I have seen you on YouTube, so tell us about that as well.
Yeah, well, people can always connect to me on Facebook, safehavenhealing.net.
Okay.
Safehavenhealing.net, I think .com is someone else. But, you can go to my website and get a free gift. It's a very simple meditative practice that if you get good at this one thing, you will be able to reduce your stress by quite a bit. So it's just a free gift, and you'll get on the e-zine and be notified. I work with a lot of people over Skype. Like today, I was on Skyping with people in Toronto and one other lady. I think she's in Florida. So you don't have to come in. You know, I kind of like working with people all over the world. You know, I had some folks in Dubai and, you know, one in Japan. And it is kind of fun.
Yeah.
I have a YouTube channel. You can see clips of me. I often will put a brief clip out there of topics that are coming up with clients. But I do encourage everyone to reach out and connect with me because I am trying to create more of a community of people that are moving in this way. I mean, I can be kind of a little bit of a mouthpiece in terms of ideas, but I'd love people to connect with each other on Facebook with me. I do try to respond to posts. I do some live streaming out there. So, you know, if you follow me or whatever, you can maybe get a chance to talk to me live. Mm-hmm. I will have Q&A kind of like this, where I might just do a reading of somebody over the phone, just look at them and just tell them what I'm seeing in the auric field. I used to do that on Blog Talk. I would do readings with people. Wow. if they call in. And I know each show is different. Sometimes people have a lot of people calling in. Sometimes it's, you know, more of a presentation format, but I've done that. I have a blog out there. But definitely get on my e-zine so that you can get that free gift. Okay. And there's going to be some other goodies. I'm running some classes for women all about the feminine essence. And this is one of those things you can't really do by yourself. So definitely join up for that so that you can be more magnetic, more radiant. You can attract the kind of attention you want instead of having to push so hard. Yeah. That pushing energy is masculine, and women don't like it. They want to be able to attract what they want, and there's a way to do it, and I can show them. It's a lot of fun.
Perfect. And my beautiful listeners, I'll be putting that link on this show so that you can be able to connect with her easily. Thank you so much, Adele, for being with us here. I really enjoyed talking to you. This has been very great for me. I've learned a lot from this, and I'll be signing up for that free gift as well.
Oh, wonderful. Lovely.
Yeah. Thank you so much, and I hope I'll connect with you again. And
I hope so, too.
More.
Rock and roll.
Yeah. Thank you so much, listeners. You are listening to How Do You See It, and we've been talking with Adele Wang about energy medicine. So if you have any question for her, you can directly connect with me and I can direct you over to her. Thank you so much. Isn't Adele just amazing? Amazing. That's the one word that I can describe her with. And I hope you have learned a lot from this. I hope you have enjoyed it, at the same time learned some very amazing things from this show. She has been talking about some very profound things that we need to think about, right? And she has given us some amazing small tips that we can practice at home. Please do those things and let us know how it works out. And if you need more help, you can always go to her. You can always connect with her on Facebook at facebook.com/safehavenhealings.net. I have all the links on the description of this show, so you can find it over there. But if you are in any way stuck, as you heard from her story, she had everything when she was working at the corporate office, right? She was getting very good payments, but she had everything, but she was stuck. She felt something was missing. So upon finding this energy medicine practice, she found herself back. That is something that we should all do if we have not done yet. Soul searching, deep down, looking for what you want to do, is, trust me, the most rewarding thing you would ever do in your life, because money's not going to solve that kind of a problem. Anything cannot solve that kind of a problem. Finding yourself, going deep down, is up to you, and it's not going to be solved in any way other than that by itself. But if you cannot do it by yourself, you can always go to her. You can always connect with her, and she will be able to help you. And if you want to have fun and just call in to ask her to see what she sees on you, if you want her to read you, then you can do that as well. As you have heard, I asked her to read what she sees on me, and that was fun, to be honest. I didn't expect what she was saying, but it was wonderful to hear that. So I hope you enjoyed today's program, and I want you to go ahead and write to me of a topic that you want me to cover. I have covered some great topics so far, and thank you for the comments. I am very blessed to have all of you listening to me and commenting on my show. But if you have any requests
that you want me to do any type of topic, please drop it in. And you can always go on my Facebook page and comment on there as well. You can go to facebook.com/worldperspectiveshow and you will be able to find my page, and you can directly write that on there, or you can tweet at me at howdoyou_seeit, or you can write me at worldperspectiveshow@gmail.com. And when we are live, you can call in at 929-477-1328. This has been amazing. Hope you had a beautiful evening because of this show. And let me hear it if that's true. And until I see you next week, thank you so much for joining in. I really appreciate you taking the time to be here with me. Love you all. Thank you so much. Have a beautiful rest of your night and rest of your week. And I'll see you next week. Bye-bye.